Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You're back with Total Information AM. I'm Megan Lynch with Tom Ackerman. Earlier this week, we told you about a Missouri State Teachers Association survey of teachers and their results showing that a high percentage of educators have considered leaving the profession. Today, we turn to a study from Illinois looking at the shortage of teachers in the state. Joining us on Zoom, the executive director of the Illinois Association of Regional Superintendents of Schools, Gary Tipsford. Thank you so much for being with us this morning.
Yeah, thanks, Megan. Thanks for the opportunity to talk about the challenges that we all face.
So what is the difficulty in filling positions? Because when you look at the survey that you did, it looks like the vast majority of school leaders say that this is a big issue for them.
Yeah, so I think like any other area of the economy right now, everything's going to start with supply. And so you have to have a supply of interested parties to engage in the field of education, and that supply has got to be sufficient enough that you end up with a competitive environment as well. So it's, I think in Illinois, and I think across the country, you've got a fairly complex issue in that you have to understand the front side of it and make sure that we have enough people entering the field, going to college to study, to become teachers before we're actually going to create long-term solutions to the challenges that we face.
Are there certain areas, Gary, where you're finding the most prominent shortages of staff?
Yeah, from a content perspective, if you think where business and industry can be in a direct competition with education, so where fields potentially cross over, and so understanding the marketplace that in today's world, people can live in one space and work in another. There are a lot of industries that allow that. Education isn't like that. And so if you're going to work in a public school, you're going to teach, one thing that we know is the best environment for the best teaching is when a highly qualified professional is at the front of the room engaging directly with students. So we know that. And so there are certain aspects of hiring into public education that create challenges different from other business and industries. But certainly in areas where somebody can take dual skills and apply it in a variety of areas, it changes that playing field a little bit and our ability to compete in that space. So in the areas of mathematics, business, speech language professionals in particular, in some of those spaces, people can exist in multiple industries.
Gary, I'm looking at the report and it's talking about how districts tried to fill these empty positions by hiring substitutes, hiring retired educators, combining classes, in some cases, increasing class sizes. You know, when we look at how schools are adapting, what do those types of measures do when it comes to having any kind of continuity in the classroom?
Yeah, so it certainly creates challenges. In Illinois, we have something called the evidence-based funding model that dictates a resourcing structure to create an optimal setting. So if as a result of our solutions, we're increasing class sizes so that we can have people in our classrooms to teach, we're simply moving, we're clearly moving away from what would be designed best practice. So you're going to have certain challenges to that that are not going to be optimal. And then I think the other aspect, and this shows up in the survey as well, is that in using a lot of our substitute staff to fill permanent positions inside our schools, now we don't have any substitutes. And so that creates a whole new set of challenges for our public schools as well. But I think in general, you have school districts who are fighting really hard to create as much consistency for their kids as possible. But this simple supply issue is making that harder and harder.
Chicago is so massive. I mean, Chicago is the third largest city in the country. I know it takes up a large percentage of Illinois, but we're not talking about Chicago dominating this, right? I mean, if you're looking at shortages, are you looking all over the state?
Yeah, so in the survey, it talks about 90% of people surveyed are saying, hey, this is an issue. And so what that tells, I think that what tells everybody is whether you are urban, suburban, or rural, you see this as a challenge. And whether that challenge means I can't hire people into my classrooms that I have teaching positions unfilled, or I've had to increase class size, or when I do put a position out there, I'm getting far fewer applicants than I used to, or they're simply looking at what the data is that's coming out of higher ed, and we don't have enough people in the pipeline. But I think everybody, regardless of where they are seeing this challenge across the spectrum of how we look at hiring and staffing our schools. So it is not unique to any one particular area. Obviously, in areas where there's a greater density of population, so there odds are there are more candidates and there are more resources, the challenge is not as pervasive. It still exists. It's just not as significant.
It looks like we're hearing some of the same themes in your report that we've heard, you know, across the nation and in other interviews that we've done, you know, compensation, burnout, increased responsibilities. It seems like it's just kind of a vicious cycle. So I don't know if the study pinpoints this, but what are some things maybe that could be addressed to try to help solve some of these issues?
Yeah, so I think if you look at one of the key factors and whether it was teachers in classrooms or educational leaders in our school systems, all pointed to the concept of working conditions as being a factor that leads to burnout or leads to them leaving the classroom. I think a really important thing for all of us to do, whether it's in Missouri or whether it's in Illinois, is to better understand the context of what does that actually mean? People can identify working conditions, but what are we actually talking about? And then within that space, where can we actually exert control and solve problems to your exact question? But I'm not certain right now that we have a firm handle on precisely what that means. And if we can determine that, are there areas where we can actually exert control through policy or practice to begin to solve some of those problems so that our staff feel more empowered to do the meaningful work that sits in front of them on a daily basis?
Gary Tipsort is the executive director of the Illinois Association of Regional Superintendents of Schools. Thank you very much for being with us today on Zoom. We appreciate it.
Thank you. You guys have a great day.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.